Here are the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We start with some team news ahead of tonight's Carabao Cup clash with West Ham, as Phil Jones will return to the United squad after a 20-month absence. The centre-back has not played for the first team since an FA Cup fourth-round tie at Tranmere in January 2020, when he was one of the scorers in a 6-0 win. Since then, he's been battling to overcome a major knee injury. He eventually had surgery 13 months ago, but his rehabilitation was complicated by travel restrictions during lockdown. Boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer said, "I'm so happy. Happy for Phil. He's completed 290 minutes for the under-23s, played some minutes behind closed doors, and he's got no reaction on his knee. He's been working really hard." Moving on, and Dean Henderson is reportedly pushing to leave United on loan in January after David De Gea reclaimed his number one status at Old Trafford. Henderson was handed an extended run as Solskjaer's first-choice goalkeeper last season, following De Gea's return to Spain for the birth of his child. But his hopes of cementing himself in the role were dashed due to a bout of coronavirus, which has prevented him from being named in the matchday squad this season. This means De Gea has played every game in all competitions, and he made a crucial penalty save last time out against West Ham. Well, it's claimed that the England international now hopes a loan move could hand him the minutes to revive his chances, and he will aim to join a new club temporarily once the winter window opens. Finally, Manchester United forward Anthony Martial is concerned he will be priced out of a move away in January, despite being told he can leave. Martial struggled to make an impact last season after falling out of form, and he's largely featured off the bench this term. Reports claim that he has been given the green light to search for a new club, but United's asking price of £40 million, it may be a stumbling block. That's all for now. We'll have more later.